You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Chris McKnight, Vice President of Great TV Advertising, a full-service advertising agency specializing in direct response and customer acquisition for companies. Known as a trusted advisor to senior-level professionals at Fortune 1000 marketing organizations, Chris is a seasoned partnership builder with an extensive cross-market network centered on businesses that are recognized globally for marketing and advertising innovation. Chris, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. So let's start by having you provide us with a few types of businesses that you know that would really benefit from video content.
Well, it's hard to pick out just one sector that could really benefit from video. Candidly, any business that has a story to tell or wants to grow market share should really seriously consider video as an essential tool to really make them stand out in the marketplace.
And what is your methodology for creating these videos to drive a response from their target demographic?
So Great TV Advertising really got on the map because we were the first agency to come up with a creative methodology that was quantitative to assess in the creative process what the outcome would be prior to airing, meaning that we have a specific checklist of things that that clients need to do in their creative and that we can deliver for them that will help them be more successful than if they went through a different type of process. In direct response, we know that there's calls to actions, there's offers, there's different building testimonials and components that make up a direct response showpiece, whether it's a TV commercial or something that's going to be aired online. But for us, that's only one quarter of what we need to accomplish. There's a number of consumer behavior items that we need to address, as well as an increasing interest and need to build and preserve brands as larger companies, even some Fortune 500 companies, move into direct response with us.
What information gathering process do you go through with each company to ensure the correct message is being delivered?
So we have a three-step client engagement process. Once a client signs on with us, we will do an extensive customer data review. So we'll actually go in and look at all the institutional knowledge that client has, their customer list, their product economics, even the structure of their own business and how they're delivering products and services to their customers already. And then so what we do there is we translate that information out into the market. And so we look for a strategic market opportunities by doing a competitive analysis where we go out and look at if there are competitors that are in the same marketplace, or if it's a newer product category, we'll go out and look at where the wallet share is going to come from for this particular company to grow their business, because as we know in today's economy, it's less about the growth of markets and more about winning market share from other areas. And then finally, we will do a comprehensive creative analysis, and that's sort of where we cross the border between sort of traditional marketing and business consulting, taking all of that information together and turning it into three creative ideas that allow our clients to have a depth perception around which ideas they like the best, or if there's a blend of components of each one, they can go ahead and choose which one they like the best.
Today we're joined by Chris McKnight, Vice President of Great TV Advertising, a full-service advertising agency specializing in direct response and customer acquisition for companies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Chris, how do you recommend an entrepreneur measure the success of a video marketing campaign?
Well, I think in terms of recommending how to measure video marketing campaigns, obviously it's going to depend on where the video is going to live. If it's a television advertising campaign, it's going to have a different set of metrics. If it's going to be something that's that lives online, we need to have a different set of metrics for that as well. So first of all is where is the video going to be playing and how is that going to translate to reaching audience and then converting into sales. The second thing is that business owners really, really need to focus on not just short-term results, but long-term results. And that's one of the things that we do for our clients is we certainly have a stepwise progression of shorter-term goals that need to be met, whether it's impressions or whether it's a certain number of calls that need to come in from a TV campaign. And then we constantly optimize these sorts of results that we're getting towards a longer-term goal, which is ultimately a highly proficient and profitable campaign that usually comes to life in the course of 6 to 12 months.
Are there any new strategies for entrepreneurs to implement due to the advancements in video technology online?
Well, I can't emphasize enough that companies big and small are starting to use television to drive traffic to their websites. It can be a very affordable way, believe it or not, to instantly generate traffic online where companies now have the technology to better close business, both with the rich media and videos that can be on a landing page that a TV commercial sends you to. And then the other thing that we're seeing is an actual higher grade of video content that's being used online by companies. We saw probably over the past 5 or 6 years the YouTube revolution where as long as 1 million people were putting videos onto your site or interacting with you through video on their iPhone, that was great. And so that was the awareness goal that was achieved. And now companies, Fortune 500 companies including Nike, L'Oreal, Microsoft, and other major brands are sort of going in the other direction, starting to produce really high quality video content and web series now that more and more people are looking for higher quality content instead of just cruising through personally uploaded videos.
If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about Gray TV advertising online.
Listeners can visit us at graytv.com. That's www.greytv.com, and I'd point out that we have tons of great case studies there, tons of materials and resources for entrepreneurs and business owners to just take a look at, and hopefully that would answer some questions. And if it doesn't, or even if it does, we'd love to hear from listeners as well about what we can do to help them with their marketing plans.
Certainly do appreciate the information and for visiting with us. Before you go, in conclusion, is there any bonus advice or a tip that you'd like to leave the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that we hear from business owners and entrepreneurs is they want to make something that goes viral. And every time we hear that, we think, it's kind of like winning the lottery. There's less than 1% of all videos online get more than 100,000 views. So what we try to emphasize is strategic, sound, step-by-step processes that lead companies to get better views. We're not selling lottery tickets. We're selling sound, long-term advice.
And that is some sound advice for sure. He is Chris McKnight, Vice President of Gray TV Advertising, a full-service advertising agency specializing in direct response and customer acquisition for companies. And the website of reference, once again, is graytv.com. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
You bet. Come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.